The great Levon Helm's daughter, Amy, with Spend Our Last Dime. We heard the Arcs before that, Stay in My Corner. And I started off this edition of Sounds Good with Gary Clark Jr. That's Hold On. You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to be speaking this morning with Jody Kofer-Randall and Dr. Dave Pizzo from Murray State University. And Jody, you're the acting coordinator this year for Posters at the Capitol. And Dave, you're going to take over that role next year, is that correct?
Me and anyone else I can dragoon into helping us. Jody left us big shoes to fill. So.
Well, let's first just acknowledge this is the 15th year of this initiative. And Jody, whose great idea was this 15 years ago to bring this about? How did it start?
So, yeah, 15 years ago, John Matea, former staff member here at Murray State, dean, later the director of undergraduate research in our McNair Scholars Program, had the vision to create Posters at the Capitol as a way to carry forward a message to Frankfort as to the important role undergraduate research or hands-on learning experiences have for our students. It began as an initiative the first year with only the comprehensive institutions. Later, it then added the two research institutions in the state, and then about 07, we brought in the community college system. And it has just grown each year on top of that. You know, we bring together some of the most meritorious projects we can find. It's a very competitive process to select the students that get to go to Posters at the Capitol, and I'd say now we're at less than a 50% acceptance rate. So that really speaks to the attention this program's getting.
Well, does it feel a little different this year because with the looming cuts to higher education funding in Kentucky, I believe the march for funding education is actually happening at almost the exact same time as Posters at the Capitol in Frankfort on Thursday. So do you understand what I'm saying? Does it feel different this year? Do you feel like there's more to show?
So at the core of Posters at the Capitol, the mission of this program is to carry a message forward to Frankfort. Undergraduate research is a phenomenon that really didn't exist when most legislators and such went to school or was in college themselves. And so there is just an awareness issue. But at the same time, Posters at the Capitol is to speak to those responsible for funding higher education to say that we need to make more of these experiences available on our institutions' campuses. So the fact that we are in a very challenging budget time right now, these conversations are literally playing out as we speak. It goes without saying, of course, while we're there, the students, the faculty, and administrators are going to be talking about what these budget cuts that are proposed could do to our institutions and what that might mean to making experiential learning opportunities available.
Yeah, it's going to be a surreal situation. We're going to be inside celebrating the resources they have given us and what we did with them, while outside people are talking about how upset they are about those things being cut. One of my fears, of course, is that things like undergraduate research there's all kinds of programming on campus that's supposedly beyond our core mission. I'm worried those are the kinds of things that'll be cut because they're viewed as quote-unquote extra. And that's certainly not the view of the president or the provost there's been an enormous amount of work put in this year on creating a real experiential education curriculum and an office. And, you know, we feel like the rug is getting pulled out from under us. And yeah, I cannot say this strongly enough. Undergraduate research is not extra. I mean, this is how you train students to be competitive in the global workforce. I mean, they're showing they take initiative. It makes them more hireable. I mean, these are exactly the sort of things that, I'll be blunt, Bevin claims we're supposed to be doing. It pushed a lot of money into the STEM fields. I mean, everything he says that is supposed to be happening, I think Posters demonstrates that, making them workforce ready. But again, the fear right now, I mean, ultimately it's the uncertainty that I think has everyone freaked out because nobody knows what's going to happen.
Their employers are telling institutions now that what they are looking for in job candidates coming out of our programs are students that, one, have the knowledge acquisition that you gain in college, but also have real-world experience. Mm-hmm. And real-world experience is part of the key of undergraduate research. You're not just sitting in a traditional classroom hearing a professor lecture, although David does a great job with that.
You're actually
taking that into a situation. You're trying to solve a question or answer a problem, and that's what employers are looking for. And I think David's exactly right that's what our legislators probably need to hear, that these kinds of experiences funded at our institutions are what's making us fix our economy in Kentucky.
This confluence of events Thursday in the Capitol could be a great teachable moment, but do you feel that the lawmakers might miss the irony of this situation?
I think our fear is they may avoid it entirely. Jordan and I have talked about this. They may be so afraid of what's happening outside that they don't talk to us inside. This is sort of an unprecedented situation. I don't know how it's going to go. It is a teachable moment, and I think our students, I think they want to say something to the legislators, but none of us know how many of them are going to show.
I mean, I've been seeing emails from faculty mentors because Posters at the Capitol involves over 200 collegiate students, over 100 faculty mentors. They have been emailing asking about how to navigate this situation because we talk with them as far as their research goes as how to prepare to talk to a generalist audience about your particular discipline, but now how to do it within this environment that's looming over us. And I agree with David, there is an uncertainty on how this plays out. We have had really good success in the past with lawmakers coming out, spending time with our students one-on-one as well as in groups. I hope that continues Thursday. Yes, they are all related to providing funding to support higher education, but we're there specifically to talk about undergraduate research.
Well, I do want to talk about some of the amazing research that Murray State is sending to Frankfurt. I have a list in front of me. I don't know if either of you have that same luxury, but I don't really want to single out anyone, but are there a couple that come to your mind that just really kind of blew you away when you read them?
So what let me say is, because I get to see all of them that come in, because Murray State coordinates this program for the state, and it amazes me the diversity of the disciplines. Undergraduate research grew out of the sciences. That's really where it organized. But now it spans the humanities, the arts, the health sciences, business, and that is represented in who gets selected to go. All the institutions try to balance their pool of submissions so that lawmakers get a sampling of different things. Of course, I'd have to, recognize David has several students, actually, that goes very active in mentoring undergraduate students. Another one that our Hudson School of Agriculture always participates in Posters at the Capitol and has been steadfast in carrying forward good research. I know that particularly for me this year, there are a few projects that were selected from our students here at Murray State in the health sciences, particularly nursing. That's a newer area that we have only begun seeing in the last few years to do evidence-based best practice work. And so I think lawmakers will more easily connect to those kinds of conversations. Sometimes when a student is talking about, let's say, a chemistry project, sometimes that goes over all of our heads. Yeah, I know it does mine.
We don't know what they're talking about either.
But there is still relevance to that, and our students do a good job explaining why that work is important. But I think, when a nursing student goes in to talk about something directly impacting one of our projects is on the quality of sleep as it relates to academic performance in college students. That's something I think public policymakers can rally around and want to learn about.
Absolutely. I wonder, Dave, when you're trying to help these students come up with these projects, do you know immediately when you hear an idea, oh yeah, this has got the hook, or does it take some massaging sometimes?
I think it does take some work. I mean, sometimes you know, obviously I know the history project's best. They'll mention something that, oh, legislators would immediately sort of recognize what you're talking about. But I really, I mean, exactly as Jody said, this is experiential education. I often put on them, show me, prove to me that you here in West Kentucky can get these sources on Namibia. One of these projects deals with German Southwest Africa. Show me that you can do this. So in many cases, I challenge them and empower them to prove to me that this is a viable project that they can execute. Because if they can't prove it to me, you know, how are they going to get legislators to think it's important? So I don't always know. And sometimes they surprise me in terms of what they're able to do. I'm actually continually surprised at how creative and driven and clever Murray State students are at working around real impediments. You know, our library, they do a good job, but it's not very big. We don't have archives like a place like Chicago or New York would have. So there are a lot of obstacles you have to overcome. And they do. And they do amazing work.
Is there anything that either of you would like to tell listeners about the event or how they can find out more information or anything before we end today?
Yeah, so you can go on to Murray State's website and search for undergraduate research or posters at the Capitol to get more information. You can also follow us on Twitter and or Facebook, posters at the Capitol 16 on Facebook, and posters 2016 on Twitter, and we are encouraging students this year to tweet and post on Facebook throughout the event their conversations with lawmakers, their pictures, all of that kind of stuff. I think that the public is always invited to posters at the Capitol. It is an open event. On Wednesday this year, we are having a partnership program Wednesday afternoon with high school students. There's a national program that has an affiliate in Kentucky called Project Lead the Way that does problem-based curriculum experiences in high school settings. We're going to have about 60 high school students showing posters Wednesday afternoon at the Capitol. And then Thursday, our collegiate students, again, over 200 of them, will be there all day. There is a 1:30 reception on the Capitol mezzanine that is open to anyone that wants to stop by and meet our students and talk about their work.
I think the other thing I would say, and I feel bad coming to the public hat in hand. I mean, everyone has to do this now. But I think going forward, we may be in a situation where we have to ask for private assistance. And in many ways, I think that's ethically problematic. We're a public university supposedly funded by tax dollars. But to do programming like this, I fear that next year and the next year, we may be having to ask the public to help us. I'm not sure we're going to have a choice.
Jody, Dave, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Murray State's WKMS, where your engaging alternative on the radio and online.
At the end of Henry IV, Part 2, Shakespeare speculates,